everyone, I'm Jada.
And this is Jaban.
And this is another episode of Storytime with Jay and Jay.
And today we are going to share this short story written by Jada, and it's called The Final Ingredient.
Enjoy!
The Final Ingredient. It was midnight in the evergreen forest. The moon's silver light touched the trees as the breeze howled in the night. Iris searched left and right, her wand glowing brightly. "Is she here yet?" a voice called. "No, Iris," the witch replied, then sighed impatiently. "What's taking her so long?" Iris looked back at Iris, whose cauldron was bubbling violently. "I don't know," she replied, pulling back her long gray locks. I know how getting pixie orbs are a difficult task, but it's not that hard." Iris looked at the sky, the full moon peering down at her. "Oh my, it's getting quite late," Iris exclaimed. "The little orbs will disappear soon." Iris paused her staring, glancing at the sky. "Oh my starlight, you are right," Iris realized as she locked her gaze into the night. "When she's going to come?" The ginger-haired witch sat on the deep green grass, flicking and fidgeting her wooden wand. Then Iris cast some small golden sparks from her wand, a thing she used to do when she was bored. "Oh well," she sighed, standing up as she tidies her robe. "Let's just go back and continue what we were doing." As the two witches go back, Iris looked on in horror. "A bird!" she gasped in fear. The black bird was perching on the cauldron, its beak covered with a green liquid. "Oh no, 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 no!" she panicked. "It drank our cauldron!" Then they watch as the bird grow larger and larger. The crescendo could almost be heard throughout the forest. Iris and Iris tried to hex the bird, but it was no use. Soon, the bird corners them on the tree as its claws were raised high, high enough to block the moonlight. "Iris!" Iris shouted. "What should we do now?" Before she could say anything, a jolt of indigo light blasts through the bird. The cacophony makes nearly deafens the witches. There, the bird flapped its massive wings and soared into the night. Then, another witch came by. Her hair was violet, and so was her eyes. She walked to them with a jar of blue pixie orbs on one hand. "Lumi!" Iris hissed. "Where have you been? We could have been dead!" "Ah, sorry, Iris," Lumi replied. "But these pixies are quite hard to catch. They jump, they escape, they..." Yeah, I get it," she interrupted. Iris looked at the damaged cauldron, repairing it with her wand. "Well, the potion is long gone from that bird," Iris huffed. "Well, I guess we should try again next night." The two agreed as they walked their separate ways. The end.
And that concludes our episode.
Thank you all for listening.
And we will see you next time.